to me.
Vanderbilt University Medical Center is proud to present Vanderbilt Health Radio, your guide to the latest in healthcare research and treatments. Here's your host, Debbie Allen.
So glad you're joining us on NashvilleNetRadio.com, where Music City talks online. We are powered by WS Radio, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. And we're back with a pretty interesting definition of exercise from our next doctor. His name is Dr. Alex Diamond. He's assistant professor of orthopedics and rehabilitation. He's also the team physician at Vanderbilt and Belmont Universities for the Nashville Predators and also the Nashville Sounds. Wow, they keep you busy there, Dr. Diamond.
That's right. We bounce from place to place, but they're all great places.
All right, you're going to be talking about pre-participation exams and even cardiac issues in sports, but let's start with that pretty interesting definition of exercise.
Sure. Unfortunately, I can't take credit for this. I overheard this from another speaker at a conference I attended once, but he had labeled exercise as the art of converting big meals and fattening snacks into back strains and pulled muscles by lifting heavy things that don't need to be moved or running when no one is chasing you.
Oh, that's funny. Did that elicit more than a few chuckles from all the doctors in the room?
Always a nice way to start off a talk with a good joke.
That's great. So a young athlete, of course, has to, before they participate in sports, get a pre-participation exam. Why is it so important to get that?
Absolutely. And that's, you know, partly why this is so important for us to do today, is because it is so important for every athlete who's about to participate in sports to have an exam prior to starting their sports season. And really the main reasons are we're looking to screen for any conditions that may be life-threatening or disabling or anything that may predispose an athlete to injury or illness.
Mm. What should we expect to happen during the exam? And do you allow moms and dads to be back there too?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because it's so important that the parents be involved in this process. The physical exam itself is made up of a thorough history as well as the physical exam. And really, so much of what we are looking for is found in the history. So having the parents present for the examination and helping the child to fill out the pre-participation forms is of utmost importance.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things are you looking for in an exam?
Well, some of the things that we're looking for, as I mentioned in the history and the exam, we're looking for both medical as well as musculoskeletal or orthopedic conditions. We're certainly looking for any history of a prior injury or, say, a fracture, someone who's perhaps having exercise symptoms while they're exercised, such as chest pain or shortness of breath.
Okay. What would limit participation or disqualify, say, an athlete from participating in a certain sport?
We really try not to disqualify anyone if we can, and probably the most important thing to get across with the pre-participation exam is just that we're not looking to disqualify anyone, but we're really looking to find a way that an athlete can participate as safely as they can, and whether it's finding another sport or another activity that they can do safely, but we really are looking to find ways to clear them to do things that they're able to do as opposed to disqualifying them from any physical activity, as it's so important for physical and social health.
Yeah, you're not trying to be a spoil sport. You're just trying to make sure that the kids are all safe.
That's right.
All right, we've all heard about sudden cardiac death in young athletes, and it's just heartbreaking when that happens. What are the most common conditions that would contribute to that?
Probably the most common cause of sudden cardiac death in a young athlete is something called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. And that's a condition where the heart muscle is abnormally enlarged, mm-hmm. and it leads to fatal arrhythmias, and that's what causes the sudden death.
Wow. Is there any way to know or to screen for that?
You know, certainly we try to do our best with the pre-participation exam, with our history, asking very pointed questions about cardiac history and signs that may indicate an underlying cardiac condition. But we certainly know that current methods aren't perfect, partly because, fortunately, these conditions are relatively rare, that there aren't things that jump out at us all the time. sometimes further testing can be done with things like an EKG or echo, but currently what's recommended and what leads us to finding most of these conditions is, again, the history and the physical exam. I would add on top of that, because, you know, no test is perfect, that is vital importance for institutions or anyone hosting any type of activity or large event to have what we call an emergency action plan, where everyone reviews the emergency procedures at their institution, as well as having something called an AED or automatic external defibrillator, and that's what you see all around at airports and schools.
Mm-hmm. Is there higher risk of that kind of thing happening in boys versus girls or by participating in certain sports?
It can happen in any sport and in any gender. However, it does seem to be more prevalent in African-Americans as well as males. And in the United States, it's been most common in sports such as basketball and football, while overseas in Europe, it's seen most commonly in soccer, which is probably mostly related to the kind of sports that people are playing in those places.
If you've just clicked on, we are talking with Dr. Alex Diamond here on Vanderbilt Health Radio. He is Assistant Professor of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation. He's also the team doctor for Vanderbilt and Belmont Universities, for Nashville Predators, and for the Nashville Sounds. Let's talk about other factors maybe that can contribute to seemingly healthy athletes just collapsing during physical activity.
Well, certainly as we talked about before, the most common cause that we see is cardiac reasons. There are other things that we keep in mind and we try to screen for as well are heat illness, exertional sickle cell disease, as well as even simple and common things like asthma.
Okay, and what's being done to catch pre-existing conditions? You've alluded to some of this, but when you're doing that sports physical.
Sure. You know, there's a very thorough history which contains approximately 30-some questions, which really looks at things like past medical history, prior problems with exercising and heat, family history, with any history of any cardiac problems, any history of any pulmonary or even issues with things like concussions or seizures in the past. And following that, we do a very thorough physical exam, looking at everything from their vision to their eyes and their ears, again, down to their heart and lungs and their abdomen. And then we do a general screening type orthopedic exam, mostly just looking for symmetry and motion as well as strength and stability of the joints.
Dr. Diamond, how do you get kids and young athletes especially, maybe who have dreams of going on and playing at the collegiate level or even dreams after that, to be totally honest by about the number of concussions they've had or about the number of things they have? Do you ever find that kids just want to keep things from you so they can get still back out there on the field?
Certainly, and you know, that's a huge problem, one that we recognize as an issue. And what we try to do as providers is be as honest as we can with the kids and the athletes and their parents about not only the consequences of a concussion, but also about the return to play. There are some instances where it is safe for a player to go back in that same time, but certainly with a young athlete, we're not going to take any risks, and certainly sitting them out until they're symptom-free and back to their baseline as far as their neurologic status is something that's important. But I think the most important thing we can do is really just educate the parents and the coaches and the teachers about the risks of concussions and why it's so important for the kids to be honest with us about symptoms and that they have a whole career ahead of them to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, most young athletes are required, of course, to get these pre-participation exams prior to playing any sports. But does it matter when and where you get one?
We usually recommend about 6 weeks prior to the start of their season that they get the exam done. And this is for a couple reasons. First, if we find something on exam, that gives us enough time to try to do something about it so they'll be able to participate in their season once it starts up. And it also, if you do it too soon, something else might happen in the interim. So about 6 weeks is a good time to look into getting this done.
Are you seeing new patients?
Yep. I'm always happy to see new patients in the office through Vanderbilt Sports Medicine.
Okay, and you can find him online, too, at VanderbiltHealth.com. That's VanderbiltHealth.com. Let's talk again about the emergency plan, because I know schools didn't used to have that. And so now you're implementing these and, of course, doing a lot of the sports medicine for even Nashville Metro Public Schools. So I know you're trying to get the word out about this big time.
Absolutely. Here at Vanderbilt Sports Medicine, we currently take care of approximately 17 high schools in the Nashville area. And as you mentioned before, we take care of several, university and professional teams as well. And no matter what the level, it's we take it just as serious and the importance of having that emergency action plan so that in case of an emergency, everyone knows exactly what their role is and to help get the best care in the fastest way possible. And each season at the for all the teams that we cover, we meet before each season starts and we review the plan and actually run through certain scenarios to make sure that we're up to date and everything.
And if you're a parent, you feel like that's not being done at your school, what can you do?
Well, I would recommend meeting with probably the school administration, so someone like the athletic director or even the principal or school board and bring it to their attention.
Okay, good ideas. All right, your name reminds me of the hero in those Jonathan Kellerman novels, the Dr. Alex Delaware.
Sure, yeah. Obviously a diamond makes it a little easier for some patients to stick out in their minds. And I remember when I was a resident in training and I had a junior level intern working with me, and her name happened to be Dr. Love, so we entered a patient's room introducing ourselves as Dr. Love and Dr. Diamond. So I think that threw them off for a little bit, but hopefully they remembered us.
That's great. What's it like being the team doc for so many teams?
It's wonderful. I really wanted sports medicine to obviously help patients, and being involved with the sports teams, the programs that we take care of, they're wonderful athletes and wonderful support staff, and it's really an honor to be able to take care of them.
Who do you see more injuries from, the Preds or the Sounds?
It's hard to say. They're all different, which makes it fun. Each sport brings its own class of injuries with it that kind of keeps things fresh and interesting. So it's fun being a part of all of it.
Well, great. What a pleasure talking with you. Dr. Alex Diamond, you can find him at VanderbiltHealth.com. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.
You've been listening to Vanderbilt Health Radio on NashvilleNetRadio.com, where Music City talks online.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
As investors, we've been presented with many challenges over the past year, but we've been presented with opportunities as well. Do you know how to recognize them? I'm Kimber Barton at Wilson Financial. There's a difference in the quality of financial advice available to you. Let's get acquainted and you'll understand the difference and you'll know if we can help. It's that simple. Visit us at wilsonfinancial.com. That's wilsonfinancial.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
My business, Tennessee Tea Cakes, has been satisfying cravings for the moist southern confection for over a quarter of a century. Our catering packs are perfect for that special occasion and business function looking for that extra touch to make a lasting impression. Visit us online at tntcakes.com or call 1-888-886-3926 to order your caterer's pack today. Again, that's tntcakes.com.
Matsuri, a Japanese word meaning festival, is also the name of the most amazing show to ever appear on the Las Vegas Strip. 18 beautiful Japanese men and women forsake the spoken word and, using only their bodies, communicate incredible acts of strength, dance, music, beauty, and magic. Matsuri at the Imperial Palace Hotel in Las Vegas. For ticket information, visit imperialpalace.com or call 888-777-7664. Matsuri is amazing. Matsuri was made in Japan.